Hello, everybody. My name is Benny Rachmanov, CEO of iShook. This is our first episode, and we're going to be talking about one of the key newses that occurred today. And that's specific with the whistleblower. Now, this whistleblower is obviously a whistleblower that is very crucial to maybe the ultimate takedown of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I'm not per se a fan or against the, you know, the Facebook platform, but definitely we are in a state where Facebook is dominating the social media and social construct of our society. But that's, again, that's why we at iShook are where we are today. We are developing a platform, which we have been developing. We spent a lot of money and time on this platform. And this year is the year that we get ourselves into, you know, the next level of where we want to be. And ultimately, Facebook has proven that our platform is so much needed now more than ever in today's culture. So in regards to the Facebook debacle with the whistleblower definitely shows key elements of why Facebook is, I believe, a propaganda machine that holds the virality of people and who gets to see what and when they should see it. And this is pure, unadulterated control of people's information and what they are thinking. I mean, if you're going to always put in front of a person constant information, you're just feeding, that's propaganda. You're feeding them information. Now, how's iShook going to be any different? So we are at a unique position now where these big tech companies have created these monstrosities. And now we come in as a new company to try to modify and learn from their lessons, learn, get the key takeaways and, you know, overcoming their failures. And that's where we're coming in right now. And that's the beautiful part of iShook. In many ways, people ask, oh, Benny, why didn't you get viral before? Why, where are you at now? I'm like, listen, This is the time. This is where we are at iShook. iShook in itself is the platform that, with integration of blockchain technology, integration of ebook content, integration of our own blockchain technology, where we have our hybrid blockchain with our social media, and hopefully our big release of iShook Core. We know we're doing a soft launch right now with iShook Core. And iShook Core itself is the future of social media, where posts and information are publicly seen. Of course, we have it in a way that protects people's privacy. But at the same time, this is key information where we'll have the public, so to speak, can monitor what's actually being said and actually being done. And you can create overlays and overlays and overlays to monitor the actual messaging that's being done there. So we can find those bad actors almost in an instant. And that's so important in any social media platform. Algorithms that we can create, of course, in control and helping the communities. There's no doubt that I personally believe that Congress and United States government has to create some sort of legal provisions because, you know, the legal system is so strong in America. And, you know, and the manipulation of legal system is very hard to do as opposed to other countries. But ultimately, yeah, this whistleblower does definitely change the dynamics of where we are right now with social media. And I've been saying this for years. And, you know, in hindsight, to be right within these 7 years that we need another social media that kind of goes more in an academic, more of a, you know, free speech, non-censorship style. Of course, iShook, just like any other company, has to follow to the rule of law, you know, the law of the land, and our base operation from New York as well. So that's very important that people get that message in general, that, you know, we are iShook here, are developing a platform and scaling this platform in such a, you know, in a way that helps people grow, because growth comes through education. And what's happening is, and it's clear, Facebook is trying to reel in and fishing the kids for future generations. I mean, the fact that you're going to create an Instagram for kids is going to destroy the future of our country. But if we create a social media platform where kids are incentivized for reading books, incentivized for actually doing engagement, and that's the thing. We are mining engagement. We are rewarding engagement. We're not rewarding just a like or just a post. We're rewarding what people are doing as an engagement. So as you're reading an ebook, you get rewards. You can redeem those rewards. Now, this is in the means and the lines of education. And why not make reading fun? Why not make social engagement fun? And that's where the principle of iShook comes from, where we at iShook are creating a platform that acts like a video game, where you get incentivized, you get points, you get credits, you get ability to promote, you get ability to read, you get abilities to crypto mine while you're actually learning, or crypto mining while you're actually posting. I mean, these are things that will revolutionize the world, in the sense that now we are giving people the incentive to be better, as opposed to giving the incentive to be a worse person. And I think that's what Facebook and Twitter does. It takes the worst out of people, because there is no real decorum. It's like you're going into a mob, and everybody's just screaming out loud with their own microphone or a megaphone, and that's what's happening. There's no real decorum. There's no real debate. There's no real interaction. And communication has to come with decorum, has to come with a rule set of how to communicate with each other. And that's where iShook is creating. We're creating those things, and we have so many things down the line in creation. And where I'm coming from as a CEO and creator of iShook and founder, we are here to specifically help individuals become better and engage. I mean, we're not going to take away the same types of engagement and content creation like all the other platforms. No, we want to get those type of ideas into the platform, like TikTok ideas or those creations that other people do. But at the same time, we don't have to feature this all the time in one feed. So we have different ideas how to filter out our content and how people are seeing the content, because we believe in more of a natural digestion of content. So it's more about the quality of the content as opposed to the quantity. And the way we get the quality as opposed to the quantity, where today it was revealed by the whistleblower that Facebook itself, and you can watch the hearing, that Facebook itself creates a algorithm that will promote virality or promote more likes in order for people's to create content more. So when they see there's more likes and there's more people watching them, they're gonna create more content. Now, iShook is coming off a different avenue. So our goal base is that when you're creating content in iShook and you're using our platform, you're actually being able to see the engagement numbers. We'll give you those engagement numbers. And that's I think is more important. How many people are actually engaging in your content? And if they're not engaging in your content the way you think you are, then Facebook or all these other big tech platforms are selling you an imagination. They're not really selling you anything. And B, as an advertiser, that they're going to pay for your page or for your content to be placed on your advert, that's like fake money. Like, that's like taking money away from people for no reason. And we're not in the business of taking money for no reason. We're in the business of delivering on what we want to sell. So our idea is we sell engagement. So we sell the retention of engagement on a content, not you just as an individual, but on the content itself. So if you create a video and that video has sparked conversations, and because of you, that video, people have brought, let's say, ideas from historic, ideas and so on and so forth, where they're bringing academia, they're bringing papers, they're bringing whatever it could be. Or if it's just a fun entertainment video, let it be an entertainment video. And then people are liking you, that's fine. But are they really liking you for who you are, right? So we want to make it that there is actually an association to the posts and the likes. And I think today's news with the whistleblower with Facebook really shows the differences of where we are today in society and where we are with big tech and social media. Blockchain technology, and I think maybe iShook wasn't ready years ago to be where we are now, and we are ready now. Because with the blockchain tech, with what we've developed now, we can really produce for our investors and produce for the public, you know, what they need. And today, our community needs real strong engagement. Engagement, you know, that is, you know, that strikes a nerve that will really help society become better, which is what Facebook really set out on. But honestly, you know, with all due respect to Mark Zuckerberg and the big tech guys, you know, these guys, I don't know what they did in their lives that they can say that they're good peoples or they know what they're doing. I can definitely say about myself that me running a congregation and being a spiritual leader, besides where I am with my entrepreneurship, I have the value system to equate what's needed for a community, what's not needed for a community, because I do this every day. iShook is my business, it's my entrepreneurship goal, but then I have a, you know, my main passion, which is helping people, and I've been doing it for over 20 years. So I think in our position that we have a better, you know, perspective how to help the public and the community. Second news that came out, and these are the two big news I wanted to get out for this podcast, is that there is a proposal by the IRS in the United States that President Biden wants to propose, which is that the minimum $600 that's in your bank account, the IRS will be able to see every transaction that goes on. This is exactly why cryptocurrency exists. Cryptocurrency exists because of the centralized Big Brother monitoring of people's financing, life, and general. I mean, the whole COVID vaccine issue and the whole COVID disease issue, the pandemic, in itself was I think, for sure, without a doubt, over-exaggerated. I remember from the beginning when the pandemic began, there were studies saying, one second, why are we shutting down the government? There's about 1 million people dying of car accidents a year in the U.S. And we're worried about the 600,000. Yes, we got to be worried, but you know, we got to get our priorities straight. What are we really worrying about? We're worrying about X, but not Y. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean whatever the governments are, I'm not here to fight the governments. They decide to shut down. They did the shutdown, but then you got to fight when we were losing our freedoms and our position in society. And that's really where iShook comes out. I mean, if we're here creating a platform and creating blockchain technology and situations that don't help our community, then what are we doing it for? Ultimately, that $600 and the IRS monitoring every transaction we do, that's just really crazy. I mean, that just makes Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these others, Bitcoin Cash, and all these other platforms, like basically a savings account. I always tell people, if you're going to invest in cryptocurrency, don't look at it as an investment. Just look at it as a savings account. Put your money there. You can lose money, but just double down on a loss if it happens to be. So if it ends up going to $2,000, let's say you bought Bitcoin Cash at $600, it goes up to $1,000, $1,500, sell it. You made your profit. But then put back whatever your principal was and put it back into the account. And then now you have your cryptocurrency, as a savings account. And then your money always goes up. I mean, how much percentages do you grow on a savings account? Just the opposite. You lose literally 4% a year now. With the inflation numbers, you're losing so much more. I mean, that's just my perspective. You should always definitely get, you know, your own financial advice. But that's how I look at it, in my perspective. I mean, we're going to do other podcasts explaining how iShook and SHK token The Ethereum-based token, ERC-20 token, really relates to society in regards to our actual interaction with our social media platform. And as more you're going to hear from us and reading our white paper, you'll see that SHK is purely a utility token. It's not really a financial token. But again, we at iShook will do whatever laws actually come out. Not made up regulations. Whatever the laws actually come out to be, that's what we'll follow. In regards to the Big Brother issue, I'm glad that there is cryptocurrency. I'm glad that you have an avenue where we don't have to be subject to governments. Big government is not something I believe in. Never has it been that government should be the source of, you know, of my morality. I mean, I don't go to the Capitol or any Capitol building to pray to God. That's not the place. That's not my church. That's not my synagogue. That's not my mosque. I mean, that's not what it is. That's not the place for it. Government is there to secure law and order and secure people's, you know, ability to live and to progress and to, you know, overcome. They're there to protect us in a sense. That's why we pay the taxes. So in the financing end, the fact that they're going to be like a Big Brother, it kind of makes me like a police state. You know, my feeling becomes like a police state with when it comes to this proposal by Biden. Ultimately, whatever presidential proposals come out really don't help the end of cryptocurrencies in general. Trump and his previous administration was not crypto friendly. Biden, I think, is a two-faced individual. It seems to be he's pro-crypto, but then he appoints one of the individuals in the SEC, I believe, and the currency, whatever. He puts like some sort of big player on the stage who's been critical of cryptocurrencies. Ultimately, we got to see what Congress is really going to set up about cryptocurrencies, and that's really where we need to focus on in the future of cryptocurrency. Again, all financing people should really take. You know, they got to do their own due diligence when it comes to financing and what they invest and what they put money in. That's for sure. I always tell this to everybody. Yeah, but those are the two basic news issues that are out there. I definitely want to, you know, we're definitely going to do more of these podcasts, more of these messagings in order to kind of educate the peoples where we at iShook and what is really going on in the community or in the culture. That, you know, both in the state and both in the lawmaking, that really will change the direction of cryptocurrency. Now, the third message that I want to talk about is China and China's banning of cryptocurrency. Now, this is a very funny thing, and it's very, you know, China's, you know, I was in China. You know, China has to have a communist country. I mean, how else will you take care of a billion people there? I mean, look what's happening in America with only 300 million. I mean, you know, look what's going on. It's like crazy. It doesn't mean, again, that I agree with the brutality and the inhumane concentration camps that are known to actually exist in China. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what I'm definitely saying is that, you know, it's not easy to manage a billion people. That's for sure. But China, as a world stage, you know, player when it comes to cryptocurrency and financing, is something that we really need to take in consideration. I mean, I think China, without a doubt, has reached many of its goals of being one of the top superpowers in the world, in the globe. And we got to give respect for that. I mean, there is no righteous man without sin, right? I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, America has done their wrong, and every superpower has done their shtick, whether good for bad. But it's not in our place as individuals to like now stand in the global stage. Oh, we got to change. I mean, first change your own communities. I mean, that's the reality. Change what you could change, and just be a change in the whole society. So the more people you can get to change, the more people you get to do better. That's awesome. But China's for sure attack at cryptocurrency is a cultural attack. People are not understanding it. This ban on Bitcoin is not a ban on Bitcoin. It's a ban on a threat that China feels with cryptocurrency. There's no doubt about it in my mind. China, and based on many, you know, financial players and financial, you know, pundits, China is a currency manipulator. And China's currency and China sees their advancement in becoming a global superpower to surpass the United States of America is surpassing the U.S. dollar. So if China's currency can surpass the U.S. dollar, then for sure, then that's their goal. Now, cryptocurrency doesn't help China surpass the U.S. dollar. Cryptocurrency only makes the blockchains strong. It doesn't make China's currency strong. You understand? So there's no way that they're going to let cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum become the main center of their whole financial, you know, apparatus. I mean, if like Venezuela accepts Bitcoin right now as their currency, Venezuela is a third world country almost. You know, I mean, you're telling me a third world country like Venezuela or Ukraine, those countries that are accepting cryptocurrency, and China is going to say, yeah, we're going to accept cryptocurrency to be our main point of transactions. Are you kidding me? No way. They want to be the powerhouse that controls the money in the globe. All right. They're already the powerhouse when it comes to the military. So they want to be the powerhouse when it comes to money control in the globe. And that's what America is. America today is the powerhouse player when it comes to SWIFT and when it comes to banking warfare. Today, there is no more war in a sense the way war used to be. Today, since everybody's interlinked or hyperlinked with the United States of America, that means with the U.S. dollar, because that's the blessing that the United States of America has, is the U.S. dollar value. That value becomes the power that creates America in order to create economic warfare, where Russia is decimated because of the sanctions. Iran is decimated because of the sanctions. These are key points for us to understand. And by the way, I personally believe, I mean, in many ways, this derailment of inflation of the U.S. dollar, it just weakens the United States of America in so many ways in the national stage. But all right, that's already too big for me to, you know what's going on and how that will play out. You know, not a prophet, you know, but people's got to take that in consideration. And I think these three big major news is Facebook, whistleblower, that $600 minimum monitoring of the IRS and the actual monitoring of detailed transactions of citizens of the United States. That's crazy. And then you have China's ban on cryptocurrency. I mean, all these three points are key points. You know, I'll leave it out with that. Have a good day. I wish you the best. And look up our YouTube channel. You'll see it in our description on our podcasts. Just check us out. We got a YouTube channel. You get more information about us there. You got our websites. And sign up at iShook.com, social media platform. And enjoy. Be well.